This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're
well,
pushing
should we give
off a cliff.
Some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Doctor Who? Doctor Who? Is there an owl in the studio? No, it's me, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And what rhymes with bears, cares, clares, is clagares? Hello.
Wow, we've certainly put less effort into the intro this week. But joining us today, puffing away, we have...
Cyril Smears. Great to be here.
Cyril Smears. Lovely, lovely for you to be here. Have another go. What's your name?
Was that a shit name?
Well, no, just have another go.
Tony Buxton.
There we go. Tony Buxton is on.
Any relation to Ms. Buxton?
No, Tony Braxton's actually my mum.
Ah,
that makes more sense.
Yeah, okay.
The first name carries on in my family.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It does make more sense.
Buxton Water?
Why wouldn't it? Exactly, yeah. That was our family drink.
Yeah, family drink.
Yeah, we handed it down.
Water, a big family of water drinkers.
Yeah, 80% water we are.
Yeah.
You've got to drink 3 litres a day.
3 litres?
We're 110% water, our family.
Wow.
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tease. Tony the Tassel.
Mr. T, what's his first name?
Tony.
Yeah, Tony T.
That's not his first name.
Google it.
Terence.
Okay.
Trent Darby. Anyone heard of him?
Of course.
Let her down easy.
I've not heard of him now.
Oh.
Fantastic. So we are joined by...
I did hear of him before.
We're joined by Cyril or Tony or Tony Braxton, and you're here today because you have
Doctor Tony.
Oh,
you're a doctor.
Doctor as well.
It's kind of, yeah.
Wow, have a look at your
I
own.
Didn't study.
Don't
anything.
Waste my time.
Oh, Doctor Benjamin Jones, he is spiky in the morning.
Can be spiky. Now there is a sort of doctor rivalry. Oh, we get that, don't we?
Yeah.
What are you a doctor in?
Well, no, my real first name is Doctor.
Clever of your parents to think this little baby isn't going to achieve anything academically. We'll do it for him.
Exactly.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
So, why does your arsehole smell?
Because I can't wipe it. I was traumatised as a kid.
Okay.
And it just doesn't get wiped.
Doesn't? Well, yeah, that would create... quite a stink.
Yeah.
So
it's
what?
Matted.
Oh, God. Is it like a real sort of backlog back there?
Yeah.
Quite buttery.
Yeah, you could say that.
Do you ever use it?
The actual butter.
A butter knife?
Sometimes if I've run out of Nutella.
Oh, God.
Crikey hell.
Well, I think we've all got a bit of trauma from that story.
But what emotionally would you... Oh, hang on, I'm just going to get the coffee. Carry on.
Okay.
You really opened me up with that question.
Yeah, what emotionally? What is she going to say next?
I don't know, there's a whole lot stirred up, though.
You boys carry on while I'm making the coffee, okay?
Okay, why not? I can't see any reason why that wouldn't be.
We've only got 35 minutes. Why not? We'll have a coffee break.
Tiger's going to a different councillor after us, which is offensive, actually. You didn't think we'd get the job done?
Yeah.
I'll go make the coffee.
So let's talk about this traumatic wiping then.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea why that creates so much trauma for you?
Because when I was younger, I shit in my aunt's garden.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. Who wants coffee?
Yeah, please.
Everyone, yeah.
I think we'll all have some coffee, yeah.
Carry on.
I have two shits in mine, please, thank you.
I think you were talking about shitting in your aunt's garden. Carry on.
Yeah, and I had nothing to wipe it with.
Okay,
so
what happened next?
I let it dry, and I couldn't really chisel it off afterwards, so I just left it. You can't wipe on top of wipe, so that was it, really.
How long did it take to dry?
30 years later.
30 years.
It depends on the weather, really. Mm. On average, kind of summer climate of about 19 degrees today, it takes about 4 minutes to dry fully before it's like a hashish kind of density.
I have just put the kettle on, so there will be a background noise.
Okay.
No, that's fine. As long as it doesn't interrupt this, this is very poignant.
Now, your auntie, where was she while she was just standing there in her garden with shit around your ankles?
She was kind of... she was laying underneath me, sunbathing.
Underneath you?
Yeah.
Okay, this is painting a different sort of picture now.
Yeah.
Was this... whose idea was it for you to shit in the garden?
It was just improv, really. You know me.
Yeah.
Tony Buxton.
You do love improvising.
Yeah, it was just spur of the moment improv.
So you said, Auntie, you need to go for a poo.
I didn't even say that.
You didn't even say that?
No, I just pulled the old Speedos to the side.
So you were wearing Speedos?
Job done. No, her Speedos.
Oh, right. So you pulled her Speedos to the side. And then you did a shit in her garden while she sunbathed below.
Yeah.
And where's the uncle at this point?
She had a factor 20 on, so it was, you know, there was some protection, obviously. You know, I'm not an animal.
Yeah, but not enough protection.
No, not enough.
Presumably, probably human shit is actually probably more protection than sun cream.
Yeah.
From the sun.
It depends what you've eaten, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I drank a lot of sun cream that day.
Okay, so actually, yeah, well.
It worked
double
well.
Protection.
Double, yeah.
Where's the uncle at this point?
Oh, he died.
Okay, and...
about an hour before that.
Just an hour?
Yeah.
So he's died, and now your auntie's sunbathing.
He was still there.
How did he die?
Of sunstroke.
Right, okay. So there we are seeing a pattern here.
Yeah, we like the sun, the Buxtons.
Okay,
you like... that's why we drink a lot of water.
Where do you normally go on holiday?
Southampton.
Have you ever been abroad?
We are abroad.
I love that.
Depends where you
live. I love that, actually. We are abroad. And it's true.
But England is abroad, isn't it? If you're in
if you're not from
France.
It is abroad.
Is this a jingle?
So we are abroad, but have you ever been on holiday somewhere other than England?
I went to Australia once.
Very sunny.
Yeah, when
there.
I was born.
That's interesting. You were born there?
Born in Melbourne.
Are you actually born there?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's all going really well, but can I just take a break to say, Dr. Benjamin
I'm
Jones,
having an out-of-body experience.
This has got cinnamon in, and it was a mistake.
Okay, so well done.
This is good coffee.
Thank you, apart from the cinnamon.
Reminds me of my aunt's house.
Why did you put cinnamon in there?
Okay.
Cinnamon's good, actually.
Now, where have we got to?
I mean, it tastes like shit, but it's good for you.
Sometimes when you leave boys nattering away, sometimes they get onto very unsavoury topics. And I'm really proud that you didn't. You know, football, breasts, etc., etc.
So?
Football with breasts, stuff like that.
Mm. Oh, a couple of breasts up the football. A couple of football up the top.
Yes.
I don't watch football.
Well, it doesn't matter, Tony. We can talk about tits.
I can still talk about football. I just don't watch it.
Okay, let's give it a go. What sort of trainers do you like?
Adidas. Football boots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Dr. Benjamin Jones, I did hope you'd put the coffee on the reverse of the card.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Claire. I did hope you'd be present for the whole of the podcast, but we can't get everything.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, you've now wiped the coffee on the table.
Is that a precious card?
Right, who is this card from?
Did someone get your Father's Day card?
Yeah, they did, actually.
Yes, thank you, I love you.
Yeah, moon and back.
Could you just wipe the coffee off the top? Because it's not my card.
It is, says to you on it, doesn't it?
Oh, does it?
Yeah, dear Lou.
Oh, then you can do what you like.
You couldn't care less about that. You've not even read the card.
So who's it from? You've got a card written to you. It's a long card. It's not like a happy birthday. It's a letter in this card.
Also, if it's Lou, it's not...
I love you not, so much, it says at the bottom.
It's not, I know, it's forget. It's not Lou, it's Claire. Okay, right, we all get it.
Claire Care's still here broadcasting for you. Now, can I make a prognosis early doors?
I would like that. That's very quick off the bat, but I would, yeah. If it helps me.
I think you're here in character pretending you've got a problem because you're in love with Claire Cares.
Okay.
Okay?
You're Claire's Cares.
Guilty as charged.
I thought you were her when I fell in love.
So she's Claire Cares. And I am...
You are. That's very deep.
Very, very poignant again. Thank you, Tony. So you're a sunny family. Are you a water family?
Yeah. Please, asking the big questions.
We know you're a water family from the Buxton Water. You're a sunny family. You're a water family. Mm. Are you a
fire
snowy?
And earth. Are you fire and earth?
Are you fire and earth?
Snowy's not an element.
But we didn't say snowy. It sounded like we said snowy, but then we quickly changed it to fiery and earth.
Are you fire and earth? Or are you earth? Or are you fire? Or are you fire and earth?
Snowy?
I'd say about 10% each.
Oh, what's the other 60%? 10% water, 10% sunny, 10% fire.
No, 50% water, obviously.
Sorry, baby.
I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby.
Watery boy, baby. Watery baby boy.
The other ones split three ways.
Wow. And with that, he's on the vape.
Tell him something.
Tell him something about yourself. Tell him something nice about yourself. Tell him something lovely about yourself.
Go on.
I love climbing trees.
That's beautiful.
Why? Why?
Because no one smells your bottom when you're at the top of a tree, do they?
A snake tree? A tree
caterpillar.
Thing? A caterpillar.
I climbed a tree once.
Caterpillars don't climb trees, do they?
Well, I know I'm interested in your story, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
No, it was fine. No, caterpillars, they don't climb trees, but they are placed there.
Sorry, Dr. Benjamin Jones, where's your confidence gone this week?
By
giraffes. Tell us about your story. Tell us about your story. You climbed a tree. I want to hear more.
I didn't mean to contradict you.
Let's talk about fishing.
Great.
Is that the sort of thing that your family likes to do?
Of course they do.
They like to, yeah.
Hmm.
How many times? I'm against it.
Okay. Why is that?
Because it's cruel, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Feel bad for the little fish, do you?
No, the people that have to sit there with a fishing rod.
Yeah. Oh.
It's very cruel.
So your sympathy is for the predator, not the prey.
Yeah.
Something in that, Benjamin.
Do you like to pray?
I do like to pray, actually.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And is there like a common theme in your prayers? What do you ask for?
I just ask for money every prayer.
What sort of money? Notes or coins?
Deutschmarks.
Lovely. And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Exactly. I mean, you can't be in Holland without that.
When you said Deutschmarks, I heard skid marks.
Did you mean to say skid marks?
Found out. Yeah, I meant skid marks.
You are sort of it's the balance, because you've built up such a lot of shit, and it's all gone quite hard. The balance of you now is you sort of rock a little bit. Have you noticed that? If I just sort of push you to one side,
well, at least I don't need a chair, I suppose. So that's good.
Right, yeah. I've just noticed you're not using a chair, are you? That is literally just all your
a shit chair.
Yeah, that's a shit chair that you're just sitting on.
It's basically a yoga stall made of shit.
I suppose it's a lot easier if you're like a music festival, for example. You can just pop yourself down on the pile of shit that's coming out of your arsehole.
I'd like to say something.
Okay.
I'd like my niece, Melanie, to be able to listen to one of these podcasts. And I think we're going to have to beep quite a lot of words out.
Really?
Mm. So can we talk about something that Melanie's going to enjoy?
No, why doesn't Melanie just fuck off?
Right.
Why don't she kiss my shitty ass?
Right, we'll beep that out. She likes some flower ponies, ponies and flowers.
Who doesn't?
That's a very good question, actually. Who doesn't? Do you like flowers and ponies?
No.
Oh, then you.
I've answered it. Me.
Okay, this one's going out for Melanie.
Okay, Melanie.
Flowers and ponies, they'll never leave you alone, Lise. Don't go to the fridge because there's no more yogurts left because it's been seen by Dr. Benjamin Jones. He's been in your fridge. Dr. Benjamin Jones, he's had the yogurts from your fridge.
Fridge.
I think that's going to put the fear of God in her if she thinks you've been running around in the fridge. She likes plaiting people's hair. Is there anything we can do with that?
Have our hair plaited?
Yes, it's not so audible though, is it?
Hmm. Hmm.
Why does she like plaiting hair, do you think? What does it mean to her?
You get a tingling sensation. When someone plaits your hair, you get a tingling sensation and it feels quite nice.
But she's doing the plaiting.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to give pleasure.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Relationships.
Have you got a girlfriend, Tony?
No, I haven't anymore.
What happened to the last one?
She passed.
Oh.
Where did she pass?
Me in the street.
And
no,
didn't
she
say
passed.
Hi?
She actually passed just at the beginning of the podcast. I got a text.
Okay.
Wow.
So, single, ready to mingle.
Okay, very, very a fantastic opportunity for Claire Cares.
So I'm back in the game.
Did she text you herself to say she'd passed?
No.
Or someone else?
The doctor did.
Right, and said, that's it. Were you expecting it? Or was she very chill about
not
it?
Not at all.
No. Wow, out of the blue.
Yeah. Was her home with the kids. And
wow. And yeah, how many kids you got?
Seven.
Sugar, sister.
All
Claire.
7 years old.
Wow. So seven trip. No.
I love
seven,
that.
Seven quintuplets.
Yeah. Different mums?
I just say seven kids.
Different mums?
No, I've just got one, the same mum.
And well,
same
you did mom? Have. They did have one mum.
So yeah.
You're looking after seven babies, 7 years old.
No, I've got seven kids. I'm not looking after them.
Good to quantify them.
Can you look after them?
Could I guess? I guess I'm quite maternal. That is quite a lot to take on.
Is it? Sorry, yeah.
Now, the doctor that told you that your girlfriend has just died, was it a doctor or was it the doctor just named a doctor?
It was a team on a conference text.
Wow. A team?
A team of them, yeah.
A team of doctors? A team of real doctors or a team of people named doctor?
Well, the gyno was obviously there. And
she
the
died from a vaginal incident.
Prolapse.
Oh, that's not a bad way to go.
It's a great way to go.
Because it's, you know... How did she die? Prolapse.
She tripped over the prolapse.
The producer's looking worried. So she died of vaginal-related incident.
Well, she tripped over the prolapse and banged her head on the curb.
Not a bad way to go.
Could have happened to anyone.
And then stood up and hung herself.
Wow.
Oh, she's... Okay, so that is progressively
worse. I
mean,
it might have been autocorrect. I might have read that wrong, I don't know, but that's what it said.
Right. Well, you're dealing with it very well. You know, you're not letting it go to your head or anything, are you?
No.
Did you get on with her or...?
Yeah, we were great. We were soulmates. Twin flames.
Wow, okay. No. I've heard different things about twin flames, actually. Sometimes they're meant to, like, be quite painful, and sometimes...
Well, you learn from them, don't you? They show your shadow side.
Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Well, when twin flames are together, they show each other their defects, their shadow their shadows. Side. Therefore, we can work through, and, grow and evolve.
See, I knew all that. Teach me. I knew that. Teach me something I don't know.
Okay, then.
Here we go.
Water solves.
Solves.
Very, very different.
Different. Yeah, I know.
Well, so your girlfriend's dead. You're going to...
Can you stop reminding me? It's in the past now. It's behind me.
Well, yeah, you've got to move on. You know. You've got to pick yourself up.
What's
and move
in front
on.
Of me is just clear blue skies.
Yeah, you can't mope. You can't sit around moping when your partner's prolapsed.
No.
Was the vagina nice before that? Or?
Well, it was splendid, yeah. It was a good one.
Mm. Lovely one, was it?
It's one of my favourites. It was the perfect little pooch.
Was it snuggly? Was it a snuggly pooch?
It was warm.
Have you ever been inside a cold vagina?
Yeah. My
Have
aunt's,
you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here we go. Back to Auntie. Back to, what's her name?
Jennifer.
Back to Auntie Jennifer, the scene of the crime.
Yeah, so you popped it in, you were expecting it to be warm cave, and it was just a case of...
Actually, it was a lot warmer than I thought it would be.
Right.
But it was still cold.
Still cold.
Yeah.
You're not talking ice lolly cold?
No.
You're not talking fridge cold? Or
no, like a white chocolate magnum that's been on the side for a little while.
Mm. Well, that's fridge cold. That is fridge cold.
No, but it's been on the side.
In a bowl? In a bowl on the side?
Just on the side, yeah. Mm.
It's drippy, it's messy. Someone's going to be answering some questions. Jingly, jingly, listen.
So when you and your auntie had sex, did you wear a condom?
No. Oh, I wore a condom on my fingers, but not on my penis. Is that what you meant?
Did you have dirty fingers?
Yeah, I bite my nails, and she doesn't like it when I bite my nails.
Right.
A condom on each finger or mittens?
It was a condom on each finger, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of waste.
On one hand and on the other hand.
It's a lot of waste, and they can't be recycled, allegedly.
They can't be recycled.
Well, you can give it.
I've got loads.
I put a condom on a bike handle once, and my friend Timothy said, "What have you done?" I said, "I put a condom on my bike handle," and we all laughed as we cycled home.
That's great times, man.
I once put a condom on my head and blew it up like a spaceship after very disappointing
What, just over
sexual.
Your nose?
No, the whole thing, it was quite dangerous, but it was a bit of a lark.
At least you're not going to get pregnant doing that, though.
Yes, no, because he didn't want to sleep with me after my joke. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't get pregnant.
It's a solid bit of protection there from Claire Cares.
Yeah. Be unobtainable or undesirable, and that way you don't get pregnant.
So, was it you that instigated the sex session with your auntie? Or was it her?
I think it was both of us.
Mm. So you both wanted it.
And when you know, you know.
Well, yeah.
So the uncle...
We both had hard-ons.
Right.
Okay, I've
and I
noticed...
I think that's one of the signs, isn't it?
Now, I've spotted something here, Claire. Something not right.
Go on.
The uncle is lying dead.
Yes.
An hour later...
Yes.
Tony's having it off with the auntie.
And she's got a hard-on.
Are you getting confused?
Fuck.
About...
This has really opened up a lot for me, actually.
I want to take you back. The uncle is lying dead. Okay, I want you to have a closer look now. Have a closer look at the uncle and tell me, what do you see?
He's me.
That was not what I was expecting.
News just in. Fix it with aspirin.
Could we give my little niece a shout out, please?
Big up Melanie Wagwan.
After the rigor mortis. Wow, I hope she doesn't sleep with her auntie, because her auntie's me.
So Melanie's your sister's daughter?
Yes. I hope to
God... I know
her
auntie's work.
I need to make sure that Melanie doesn't fancy me. This isn't going to be easy.
I mean, I bet she does.
Yeah, I know.
So what advice, Tony, would you give Claire to stop her...
Fancying you.
Niece from fancying her.
No more plaiting hair. I can't plait her hair.
Don't let her plait your hair.
No, don't want to have her tingly in the body.
Yes. What about the condom trick?
Oh, put a condom over my...
Is Melanie a child?
Yes.
How old?
7.
Oh, dear.
I think that's a child's age, isn't it?
7.
I think you're safe.
And she just wants you, does she?
We don't know.
How big is Melanie's erection?
5 centimetres.
Not bad.
It's not bad, actually. She's quite tall.
Could be her finger.
Does she play games like that, then?
Yeah. Puts her finger down there, pretends it's a willy.
Awful.
Very creative. Anyway, let's get back to you. What on earth do you think the problem is, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I'm confused. I am, you know, 1 minute, you know, he's with the auntie, then the auntie's got a boner. 1 minute, the uncle's dead, and then suddenly it's not the uncle, it's him lying there.
His girlfriend's dead.
His girlfriend is dead.
But she died this morning, so it's nothing to do with the why I can't wipe
well,
my
she
bum.
Died this morning, but you've got a, you know, you've got a bottom full of shit. How have you got a girlfriend?
It's hardened
poo.
I think she felt sorry for me.
There are some girls that do sort of like that sort of sympathy.
I've been
that's
out.
My niche. Sex. It's my niche. It's my thing.
I've been out with a lot of men that I feel sorry for. And then when they eventually leave, you do feel very burned because you think that was a charity project. And you build them up and you let them fly away. And you think, wow.
You built their confidence up and they go
too
and
high,
use it.
Too on... high. Too high.
Well, if you are looking for a sympathy relationship, then we've got Tony Buxton here today, who's just split up with his girlfriend.
Wow.
A lot of people dying in his... I'm going to say vicinity.
In his area.
I'm going to say vicinity.
His
is that okay?
Code. Yeah, his vicinity.
So it is a risk, but if you're into that sort of thing, then just dial in.
Do we get callers coming in with any questions that they need from me?
Yeah, I think so. We've got someone on the line right now. Would you like to answer the phone, Claire?
Yeah. Hello, Claire Cares. I can't do anything.
Hello, is someone there?
Hello, you have to speak into the phone.
No. I think they got shy.
No, I don't think they got shy. Are they still there? Hello.
It's a prank caller, I think.
I think they're stuffing. They're definitely still here.
Should we check line 2?
Yeah. Who's on line 2, please? Claire Cass would like to know. Hello. No, hello. Hello.
Hello.
This is Tony's girlfriend. Very much alive and well. Why he's pretending to be dead, I don't know.
Oh, Tony, you've been busted.
There's absolutely nothing on my vagina. You didn't tell me you were going to do a podcast, a radio show. I don't... what are you doing?
Sorry, I don't know. I was just playing around, honey.
Well, can I ask you, now you're
the
on the line... You're
always pretending that I'm dead. It's really offensive.
Well... Why are you going out with someone that's got a bomb full of shit?
That's more to the point.
I felt sorry for him.
So there is some truth to this story, then. He's not lying about everything.
He doesn't lie about everything, but he does lie about me being dead. We haven't got 7 kids. We've got 3.5.
A half?
I mean, it's half his, half someone else's. Well, it's mine. It's not his. The other one, the little one.
It's half yours and it's half his.
No, it's not really his. Well, it's his. Well, it's his, but not paternal.
This is news to me. I thought it was just mine.
Oh, no.
So,
it's Big Ron's.
Big Ron. Do you know who Big Ron is, Tony?
Yeah, the little guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
We were being ironic when we came up with a name.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But why must you lie about my prolapsed vagina? It's insulting. I've got an absolutely lovely snuggly snoof.
I thought that's what happened.
Right, and who's been pranking you this time? Who's been pranking you this time?
The doctor.
Dr. Benjamin Jones?
Nope, he's got a friend called Doctor.
Doctor. He's a real doctor.
Mm. I don't think... Well, he might be real. He's called Doctor.
Right, well, I better go and put the washing out.
Before you go, do you know anything about his auntie and uncle?
Oh, yeah, the one he fucked.
Well, which ones did he fuck?
Well, he said the auntie, but she did have a boner.
Yeah, this is the problem that we're having.
Yeah.
Women can have boners too.
It was the auntie, but she did have a penis. I suppose it's 2018 and women can do what they want, can't they?
And there we go. And that's the case. Thank you very much for calling. Claire.
Hello. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Very interesting. Very modern.
I feel like I've been exposed.
So your shame comes from the fact that you can't accept that you have had an affair with a transgender man who's also related to you.
My dad's brother. He's not related to me.
Well, he's your dad's sister now, isn't he? But he's still got his penis.
He identifies... Yeah,
he identifies as a woman, and let's give him that respect, please. So it's the first transgender case we've had on here, and I feel very privileged to be part of
it. You're welcome.
And there's no shame in that, is it, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
No, do you feel shame?
No, I don't.
What I think, Tony, is that you're a very, very modern...
Man.
Person, I was going to say.
Okay.
Oh, thank
you're a
you.
Modern person.
Thank you. No, that's...
Because, you know, often in life today, we're obsessed over if someone's a man or a woman, if someone's dead or alive,
yes.
if someone needs to clean their bottom or doesn't need to clean their bottom. And actually, You do smell because there's a lot of shit coming out of your arsehole, mm. but it is not a traumatic smell. It is a very real,
you do get
pooey
used to
smell.
It's earthy and you're 10% earth and you're 10% fire. Put a fire up your arse, get rid of the 10% earth and on you go. Does
exactly.
that make sense?
Exactly. That does make
that
sense.
That blew me away.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Claire Cares on the radio.
Basically, you're ahead of your time.
And I would read a blog or two about transgender issues. I would read them. I would write one on your experience. I would open up to your girlfriend and tell her what you've done. She's obviously at it with Big Ron as well. So, I mean, you're both sort of pigs in shit, really. And just embrace that.
Thank you.
News just in. You don't have to use aspirin. Okay, so in summary, big shout out to Manise.
And Denise.
One of my stepmoms.
What's your niece's name?
I can't remember.
Melanie.
Thank you. Melanie.
Another melody for Melanie?
Yes, please.
Melanie,
the little fairy girl.
Plait my hair with your boner, please do it.
Okay, so we did decide that we weren't going to have gender roles, and you mentioned fairies and plaiting hair.
Fairies?
He also mentioned boners.
That's fair, one for each. Okay, as we were, that neutralises it. Good luck, Melanie, in your studies. And she goes to school, so same. And thank you for sharing, Tony.
Thanks for helping. You've really opened up a whole new can of worms. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing and caring. Thanks for helping and shelping. We're going to give this cat a shovel so we can just chip away at his crusty arsehole and get back to living a modern life, but a normal life.
Namaste.
Namaste. And namaste away from your auntie and uncle.
Us sensei.
That was very nice, Claire.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Took you half an hour. Can we just be serious for a second and say, could you please like it?
And fucking subscribe, you cunts!
And do a review, can we be serious?
Oh, we're having fun, but honestly, do like, subscribe and review.
And renew your insurance and your car.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.